The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. When God came to earth, and he did, you know, in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God was and is with us. John says the Word, the everlasting, the Logos en sarche, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I say, when God came, why did he come? Oh, you might say that's such an elemental question, especially for theological students here at our theological seminary. Elemental, perhaps, but most important and most vital. For you see, the answer to that question is not always correct. In fact, there are great theological disciplines, great church bodies, theologians, who do not answer it correctly. Why did God come? It's beautifully set forth in the gospel before us, is it not? We see there the purpose and the mission of his coming. Very simply stated, Jesus was again preaching the word. In his own town, the town that he had adopted as his home, Capernaum, there were a lot of people who had heard about it and came together into a certain house. We don't know which house it was, it doesn't matter. And there was a great crowd, a great press upon him. And he preached to them. Now there was a man with a palsy, crippled, paralytic. How long he had been in that condition, we don't know, but it was a serious condition. He and his friends had great confidence. In fact, we're told they had great faith that Jesus could help them, could help this poor, poor palsied man. And so they came to the house only to be met with a great problem and obstacle. People are always the same. Nobody wanted to give way. I'm sure they tried to break through the crowd. However, they were not stopped in any way. Their faith was strong. They were convinced that help was there with this Jesus. And so they climbed on the roof and began to take off the tile. It was a tile roof. And opened the roof, broke it open, in fact, says the text. And down came this man on his pallet, right in the presence of Jesus. Now we begin to see the real mission of Jesus. It was not, first of all, to heal this palsied man. Of the palsy, that is. That was not the first purpose of his mission. But he put it correctly, did he not? He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." The forgiveness of sins. I said a lot of theological disciplines do not answer this question, why did God come to earth in Jesus Christ? They say Jesus came to earth, God came to earth to bring about a heaven on earth. They would say the important thing for Jesus was the healing, the helping, the social uplift, the social gospel, and believe me, It is a widespread gospel today. No, Jesus put it correctly. He said, your sins are forgiven you. There is no greater malady than sin. Palsy, paralysis, cancer, whatever. That's a terrible physical ailment, but the worst is the palsy, the cancer, the leprosy, whatever you want to call it, of sin. And the Son of Man came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to redeem the world from sin, to forgive sin. Now that's why he there said to this man, of course, he saw his faith. He saw the faith of this paralytic. He saw the faith of this man with palsy, and also his friends. He said, your sins are forgiven you because you have faith in me. It was a tremendous faith in Jesus. Jesus had come to save the world from sin. God was in Jesus Christ reconciling the world, breaking down that barrier of sin. And here very clearly Jesus pointed that out. That's the chief purpose of his coming. That's primary. The other is only secondary, is it not? The healing of the palsied limbs. But he also points out that all of those miracles, the healing of this palsied man, the opening of the eyes of the blind, the opening of the ears of the deaf, and even the raising of the dead, were all supportive. For they indicated that he is truly the Son of God, truly the divinely appointed Savior who came not just to bring about a heaven on earth, a paradise here, but rather to bring earth and man to heaven through the forgiveness of sins. We know a lot of people don't like to hear that. It's rather strange that so many people who say they are Christian downplay this matter of sin. So much so that even a psychiatrist like Dr. Carl Menninger of the Topeka Menninger Psychiatric Clinic writes a book, Whatever Happened to Sin? It's all been swept under the table. They don't like to hear of a cross and of a Savior dying on the cross. That's gory blood theology. That's not what they want to hear. Just like these Pharisees here in the text, they did not want to hear of this forgiveness of sins. Why? This is blasphemy. You upstart, Jesus, how dare you? And Jesus says, look, is it easier to heal a man of palsy or to forgive him his sins? Which is easier? Neither one is easier than the other, for only God can do either one or both. And then Jesus very clearly straightened it out again, did he not? He healed a man, he says, this that you might know that the Son of Man on earth has power to forgive sins. How wonderful. You know, he straightened this out so beautifully, did he not, in this particular instance? Surely we know that the Lord is compassionate, and according to his good and gracious will, when we cast our care upon him, he'll care for us, he'll help us to the extent that it is for our good and blessing. That type of help is conditional, is it not, on his will and on the knowledge of what is good for us. But the forgiveness of sins is unconditional. We place our trust in Jesus and our sins are forgiven upon the cross. Yes, that bloody cross, the Lamb, the holy, sinless Lamb of God shed his blood laid down his life. God sacrificed him there. That's why he came. That's why he is Emmanuel. That's why he is Jesus, the one who saves from sin. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he that believes on the name of Jesus shall indeed be saved. His sins are forgiven. That is the wonderful purpose and mission of our Lord's coming. And it is also the same purpose and mission of his coming today. He comes very really through his word and through his sacrament. Jesus is here. He is here in our midst, where two or three and certainly more are gathered together in his name. But in a very special way, he comes through the Blessed Sacrament. And oh, we should never fail to thank him for this wonderful sacrament, where very really he is present. And not to heal our physical limbs. He'll do that if he will. But to heal us from the worst malady that we have gotten ourselves into, the malady of sin, our breaking of the law, our imperfection, our weakness, all of the ugliness that is a part of our life by our neglect and our disobedience. But he comes and he says, "Here, my body and my blood, yes, that gory sacrifice for you. Rejoice, your sins are forgiven. Eat, drink. My body, my blood, for your sins in this New Testament, this new covenant, your sins are forgiven. And go forth with joy. Leap up like this palsied man, and go forth with happiness and joy and praise the Lord." Thank God, Jesus came and Jesus comes to forgive us our sins. Claim that forgiveness, and you are made whole. Amen. And may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ abide with us always. Amen.